The publican was a tax collector. That was the name they were given. They weren't landlords of the Swan and the Red Lion. And in chapter 18, verse 14, we read, "All those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." I remember from being a young child that the definition of a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And this short parable becomes a close inspection of ourselves. It's not just about the Pharisee and the tax collector, but it means that we need to conduct an honest review of ourselves. Now, the Pharisees, they were senior members of the Jewish community. For them, the Old Testament law was supreme. For some of them, it led to feelings of being self-righteous. They could become legalistic, confident of their own righteousness, with a tendency, therefore, to look down on everyone else, just as the Pharisee did in the parable. And Jesus' story presents the reality of their outlook. It's a spiritual superiority syndrome. "God, I thank you, I'm not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Lord, aren't I good?" And then there's the tax collector. He recognizes his sinfulness. We're not told what it was, but he recognizes that he needs to come to God and ask for forgiveness. And he cowers before God. And because he was a tax collector, he was more than likely to be despised in the community. Remember Jesus spending time with Zacchaeus, and how people and Pharisees said, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." Do you remember the old Sunday school chorus? Now, Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed into a sycamore tree for the Saviour he wanted to see. And when the Saviour passed that way, he looked into the tree and said, "Now, Zacchaeus, you come down. I'm coming to your house for tea." And in that meeting, Zacchaeus said to Jesus, "If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And from that day, Zacchaeus was a changed man through the love and the grace of Jesus. Jesus doesn't say what he's done. "God, have mercy on me, a sinner," was his prayer. He had a real sense of being in the wrong. His attitude, his thoughts, his actions. And it was time for confession. "In your sight, God, I'm in the wrong." So how do we see ourselves in the mirror of Scripture and this parable? Is the Pharisee in us? Well, we're spiritually smarting ourselves up, so we've no need for anything else. Looking for a blemish in our lives? There's no need. How do we view non-Christians? Well, they're outside of Christ. They're outside of God's love. They're ready for God's judgment, aren't they? Don't they deserve what they get? To be sentenced and fined? And what would the Pharisees make of prison chaplains? Their pastoral love and care would be a waste of time. There's no need. Leave them to their fate. They deserve what they get. And in church, I'm a regular attender. I am a generous giver. I go to a church and enjoy the fellowship of a live and active church. I'm a saved person. I'm a good person. I'm not like people in the street. Or is the tax collector in us? With humility, we come before God and ask for his forgiveness. For we all have our shortcomings, perhaps in what we do or what we don't do, or what we think, how we think of other people. And we need to bring our shortcomings to God. Norval Geldenheim.